case, please.
Our next case is number 12059. Thomas H. White is seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Kittsborough Court, approximately 1,965 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The 911 address is 26109 Kittsborough Court, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 324. We received zero letters of support, zero opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 3.7-foot variance from the required side yard setback for a pole building. And just to note that a certificate of occupancy was issued on July 25th, 2017 for an accessory structure over 400 feet, which is the detached garage.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas White, 19038 John J. Williams Highway, Redwood Beach, Dollar 19971.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And I understand you're having a hoarse voice tonight, as am I. Just make sure you lean into the microphone so we can catch you on the record.
Okay. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Pardon?
You want to explain your request to us, please, for this variance?
Well, yeah, okay. I bought the place, and it never had a survey, I found out. The pole building was already built. That was there. The owner wasn't the one that lived there. He owned it. It was some relation.
Okay.
And they built it, from what I understand. I don't know this. But he gave me an... Where the octopus, he gave me the seal from the county. He gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a survey done.
Okay.
And nobody believed it, but it showed it was 3 foot too close on the one corner.
Okay.
And I told them they don't understand how that could have happened. Much property as they had there, but I'm the one got the survey. So, now you cannot, that building, I got pictures here, but if you got it up on the screen, you cannot see it from any of the road or anything,
okay.
The pole building. And I've talked to three neighbors there, two alongside of me, one across the street, and the one across the street's talked about building a pole building back his place.
Okay.
But I mean, there's no way you can see it, or but you got it up there. But I got pictures here too, if you wanted to see them.
Okay.
I don't know what else I could do. I mean, it's and the previous owner told me, he said, "I'm sure I paid for a survey." Well, me, I go down here and find out everything all the time about anything, and. The only survey was done was of the whole community. And he says, well, they charged me for one. I said, well, you better go back to your attorney and get your money back.
Right.
And that's exactly what I told him. So that's my story.
All righty. Well, we'll see if there's any questions. I'm going to start with you, Ms. McGee. Do you have any questions? Mr. Mears?
No, sir.
Torben. Mr. Mills?
It's your story. You're sticking to it?
Yes.
Any questions?
So you bought the property, then you had it surveyed?
I had
and,
it surveyed.
And found all this. Okay.
So I had it, and I'll tell you the reason. I was going to do it anyway, but my attorney said to me, he says, you ought, I said, I'm going to have it surveyed right away, and I did.
I see you wrote on your application that it's a narrow lot in less than 150 feet.
It's a little less than 150.
Okay.
But be honest with you, they had enough room to.
Right. Yeah, I don't disagree, but.
That didn't have to be built quite that.
Right. But it's there now. It has a concrete floor.
It's there now.
Has concrete floor.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But it's going to. It's got electric now.
Okay.
And it's got garage doors. It's got slat dirt around it right now, so no animals can get in it.
Yeah.
So the next thing, I'm going to get Charlie Martin to pour concrete. That's the next thing.
Okay, no other question.
Okay. Sure.
Is there well and septic in your yard, or do you have?
Way up, yeah, not back there.
Okay.
It's up, is that my hat, is that it?
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah, that yellow lot there, that's your
the
lot.
House, it's, the septic is right behind.
Your house.
Right behind the house.
Okay, so in the building envelope, the septic area is located?
Right behind your house.
Oh, yeah, right behind, yeah.
All right, how tall is the pole barn?
How high are the doors?
Pole barn's probably, doors are 10 feet, so it's
12, 14?
12, 14.
Okay, we're not talking one of the
monsters. No, you can't sit.
Okay. All right.
Can't sit.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
All righty. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's a unique situation. It's a narrow lot. It's got a pole building that was put on it that the applicant wasn't aware of, and it's got a CO. I think that it's necessary to enable for the applicant to have reasonable use of the property. Obviously, wasn't created by the applicant. He testified it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. He also suggested it would not have any other negative effect on the neighborhood. And he's requesting it as he feels it's a minimum to afford relief. And I make a motion that we approve case number 12,059.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12,059. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,059 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next